This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we are here on this Memorial Day weekend. I know it's gorgeous outside. But Dennis and I are here to help you out with your tech questions you may have as technology continues to cause nothing but pain. And we're here to help you alleviate that if we can. And everyone's afraid of AI, which is really kind of funny to watch.
True.
You know, I wasn't even intending to talk about this, but Blumenthal was talking about the deep fakes, right? How afraid he is of the deep fakes. This story was out back in like 2017.
I mean,
Key and Peele, I think it was, I can never get to the P. I think Peele did a thing with Obama and the deep fake and the whole thing just to show folks what a deep fake was, mm-hmm. You know? And it's now 2023 and Blumenthal says, hey, guys, did you see that over there? Well, way to be awake. Oops. There, buddy. it's really just kind of silly. I mean, you know, we still haven't regulated social media properly. We can't figure that out. These folks can't figure out technology. We shouldn't have them involved in figuring out how to regulate it. I mean, they can't even figure out how to regulate banks. They still can't figure that out. I mean, right. They're going to fix AI.
Uh-huh.
I almost think we should, you know, ask AI to help them.
You know? It might actually help.
Yeah. Let's get AI to read some of your laws to actually tell us what the heck is in there so they know what you're doing to us. But I don't know. It was just interesting. I saw the story about how they did the deep fake with Obama back in 17 or 18. And hey, way to be on the ball there, Blumenthal. but I digress. So we have some news to talk about. And did you want to talk about the environmental one first?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
All right. So we have a theme for that. Anytime we talk about environmental stuff, technology, we have a little tune we like to play. So go ahead, Carolyn, and crank it up.
Let's go, take the house, come on. Put the rind down.
Sure.
That's a compost infraction.
Whoa. Did you install these bulbs?
Yeah. Tragedy strikes tonight where a man has just been arrested for possession of an incandescent light bulb.
What do you guys think about plastic bottles now?
The water setting is at 105. Yeah.
The Green Police. They're coming to get you, HP. So, Dennis, you have a story about what HP is doing to circumvent their environmental responsibility, right?
Well, right. And it's something we've mentioned before in the past.
Yes.
This HP Plus scheme that they've cooked up.
Right,
where you cannot physically print on your printer until you have connected the printer to the internet.
Yes.
And you have logged in with an HP cloud account that either you already had or you create in order to get the stupid printer to freaking work. Okay.
Yep.
And then it will work.
Right. And
at that point, you could even disconnect it from the internet and it will still work.
Right.
But it also will tend to sign you up for a subscription for ink. The printer reports into HP about its levels. They automatically will send you ink.
Right.
You pay a certain amount a month just to have all the ink that you need when you need it.
But here's the thing about the story, right? The story is that, you know, you have to use HP manufactured cartridges for this work to work, and for HP to be part of some environmental group, association of, I don't know, what
it's
is it called?
It's called EPEAT.
Yeah, that's why I didn't have any clue as to what it's
memorized. Well, the consortium that controls it is called the Global Electronics Council.
Yeah.
And it's an environmental standard that companies like HP have to live up to.
Right.
Similar to like EchoStar for, which is mostly dealing with electricity.
EchoStar. Yep.
Now, it turns out that one of the requirements for EPEAT compliance is that they are not allowed to prevent you from using refilled cartridges or remanufactured cartridges or third-party cartridges.
Right.
The whole idea of the standard is that you, as the owner of the printer, are able to get cartridges from whatever environmentally sound manufacturer or refiller you would like to use.
Right. And we have a company here in East Hartford. We brought on Matt Services Group from Environmental Office. They repair or refurb these cartridges. They don't refill them. They sell them to another company that does that piece of that project process. But they wouldn't be able to be used in these HPs because an HP is saying, well, if you signed up for HP Plus, that kind of gives us a pass of our duty to allow for recycling. So the Green Police is coming to get you there, HP.
Right. Well, they are going to lose that designation.
Right.
And of course, like you said, HP has justified it by saying, well, people voluntarily sign up for our service and therefore they don't have to.
If they don't sign up for the service, supposedly it's the cartridges work. But we've seen numerous instances when that's not the case either with HPs.
Right.
You know. So.
And I've actually seen where people put an HP cartridge in.
Yeah.
And the printer will say that it is not an HP cartridge.
Yikes.
And I can even send you the photo of the cartridge itself that's got HP's label on it and a serial number and everything that could be verified if you want to.
But it won't.
But it won't print.
Yeah. Well, all right. So there's HP circumventing the Green Police. I just love that tune, what they did. Put down the battery.
An incandescent bulb.
Yeah. The water heater's at 105. Oh, my gosh. 105. In other news, Ethernet. You know, those cable wires that we all said we're going to be going wireless long ago, just like we were supposed to be paperless long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding in my hand a paper reading about wire. sorry. I printed it out, darn it. Ethernet turns 50. So basically, Ethernet is how your computers are all connected. You know, Cat 6 is pretty much the latest rendition that we would recommend for most businesses. You know, high speed transmission of data. And we're happy it is still here, right?
Yeah. And it works very well.
Yeah.
It works better than a lot of other networking schemes that existed before it.
Yeah, when both of us had hair, we were dealing with TwinAx.
TwinAx, ArcNet.
Yep. Coax.
And all kinds. And even some of the early versions of Ethernet used coax.
Yeah, the BNC cable.
And BNC connectors.
Yeah. And such a pain in the butt to make those things.
I was never able to figure out how to get the wires positioned inside those things right.
Mm-hmm. Always fun. And, of course, if one of the ends was damaged, the whole thing didn't work.
Correct.
So Ethernet brought along a much more usable system, and it's 50. So I can't believe it's 50.
I can't either.
You know?
And to be honest with you, what we call the internet probably wouldn't even be working so well as it does.
Oh, gosh.
If not for Ethernet and the transition to what's called UTP, untwisted or twisted,
unshielded twisted pair.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
It always messes me up.
Lots of acronyms.
At any rate, with that standard in place, networking is much easier than it used to be years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Ethernet also uses something called collision avoidance.
Okay.
Where you can computers can just transmit packets whenever they want. Whenever they want.
That sounds good.
But there's logic built in to avoid collisions between two machines that are transiting on the same particular length of wire.
Mm-hmm.
Before Ethernet, that was much harder to do.
You had to acquire a token.
You had to acquire a token and then be permitted to send your packet.
Right.
And then the next computer could send its packet and so on.
Much slower.
And Bob Metcalfe, who is the inventor of Ethernet, does not, in my opinion, get enough credit for what he did to make modern networking possible. Because the same principle is now used in almost everything, including fiber.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So we should thank your lucky stars. We have Ethernet, and I can't tell you, I mean, with wireless, everyone thought, you know, wireless would replace wiring. We're doing more data wiring for our customers than we ever have. Why? Because wired always works.
Yes.
Period. Not interfere with RF. You don't have issues with oversubscription to access points. You don't have issues with different protocols being older as far as the wireless signals. So Ethernet always seems to work. Wired always works.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What else do you want to talk about?
Oh, I wanted to talk about a new phishing campaign that's come out.
Yeah.
These phishers are they're sending from compromised genuine accounts.
Yep.
So you as, you know, a business person, you're going to get an email from somebody at another company you work with.
Right.
It's going to look exactly like their email. If it isn't from their actual mailbox, in some cases, that's where it's coming from.
Right.
Anyway, you're getting it. You're going to see a link for something on a bona fide website like Microsoft.com or Adobe.com.
Mm-hmm.
Those two seem to be the ones that this particular campaign is using. That email also contains a special rights protected email message that is sent as a file attachment, and it's a particular file extension. It's called RPMSG, which stands for Rights Protected Message.
Yep.
And when that gets opened up, that can launch malware. It can do a whole lot of things.
Yep.
Also, when you go to the link.
This is the kicker here.
This is where that's the real goal is to be able to compromise your account by making you log in with your credentials on something.
Yeah, they make it look like it's Microsoft 365, but it's not. And you're putting in their credentials. Now, if you have 2FA enabled and you put their credentials in, you're less likely to be impacted by the bad guys.
Right.
But if you don't and you put their credentials in, now they have access to your account. Sorry.
That's true.
Because what did they do? They asked you for your password.
Yeah.
And you gave it to them.
Correct.
That's all they're trying to do. It's not even hard. And the other problem with this is because the payload is encrypted, most clean mail systems
can't
do anything.
It.
Right. And they'll let it fly by. In many mail protected email security systems, we turn on, you know, don't allow zip files or what have you, because a lot of times people are using that technology to send payloads. Now you got to add this to the list. You have to also add OneNote files.
OneNote, .one is the file extension.
Right, so pretty soon you're just going to block all attachments.
The other file extension that is getting blocked and should be is HTML.
Yes.
.html or .htm.
Yeah.
A lot of attachments are coming in that way too.
So pay attention to your attachments. If anything's asking you to type in your credentials, just think twice, please. Just think about this show and when I say, what's your password? Just have that ring in your head. If you're online in some way and something's asking you for your password, especially from email, ask yourself, is this Eric asking me for my password?
And I have to give gold stars to our customers that get to that point and they stop and they call.
Right.
Because at that point, they know that something isn't right.
Right. Thanks to the security awareness training that we do.
Correct.
So we're helping you guys hopefully get a little more enlightened on what's going on out there. But it's a dog-eat-dog world, and we're all wearing milk-bone underwear, as Norm would say. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get to your calls. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back. Is that Ethel Merman?
That is.
Is it?
Oh yeah, that's her signature tune.
Carolyn didn't know. but it's okay. Good choice. Good choice.
That's an excellent choice. Yeah.
So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock trying to help you out with your computer problems, questions, and concerns. Let's go to your calls right away. You're nice enough to join us. Let's go to Jake out there in West Hartford, who's got a question. What's happening, Jake?
Yes, hi. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Speaking of passwords.
Yeah.
I've been concerned about all my passwords, and so I signed up for 1Password, and I've been in the process of, you know, changing passwords and uploading things. Just by accident, I discovered that Google Chrome is saving all my passwords.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that can happen if you told it to.
Well, I don't remember telling it, but now I have 2 questions. One, how can I turn it off? And even more importantly, can I get it to forget my passwords?
Yes, you can do both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out how to turn off the passwords. But the way to get rid of them is to go into the Chrome settings.
Mm-hmm.
You'll click on the 3 little dots in the upper right of the Chrome window.
The ellipses. Uh-huh.
And that'll open up the settings panel. I don't even try to search for it. What I do is I just type the word password.
Yeah.
In the upper bar at the top of the settings window.
Mm-hmm.
And that will take you to Chrome's built-in password manager.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, it'll have a list of all the passwords that stored, and you can just delete them all.
And it's a good thing you do, because the bad guys are always trying to leverage that cache of passwords.
Okay, so I'm there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a list of all my saved passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But there doesn't seem to be any option for delete.
Well,
you have to click on it.
Tap each one, you're going to have to delete them. I think you have to delete them one at a time, unfortunately.
And we can look to see if there's a more automated way. But what happens is when you type in a password for any of these websites, Chrome says, "Hey, would you like me to save this for you?" And you got to remember to hit never. And even though you say never, every time you have to say never, the word never doesn't stick until the next time you put in another password. And it says, "Would you like me to save this for you?" And you say never. Oh. It's so frustrating.
Oh, also, at the top of the password manager window that you're already in,
mm-hmm.
yep.
there are 2 options with little sliders.
Yep.
One of them is offer to save passwords, which you should turn off.
Oh, it's in there. Maybe that's where I got to go. I didn't even know this. I'm learning something on my own show.
I'm looking at it right here.
Hey. Right.
And
that's good.
There's also another thing that's called auto sign in.
Yeah. Well,
you can turn that off.
Yeah.
Because it will stop trying to automatically sign you into websites when you go to them.
But
yeah, I'm looking at that now, and they're both turned on. I'd be willing to bet that the Chrome did that automatically, turned them on.
Oh, yeah. And the problem is, when you do an update of Chrome, are they going to default back to the on position? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe not. But I would bet they would. Just, again, you have to, when that comes up, always click never. And make sure 2FA is turned on, Jake.
Yes. Yes. That I've been doing.
Good.
Excellent. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Not a problem.
All right.
Now I get to spend the rest of the beautiful day sitting at this screen deleting things.
Okay. Right. Isn't technology grand?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All that convenience has to be blown away for your safety. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. So Paul and Joseph, hang on. We'll get to your calls. 2 lines or more open for you guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. We're also on the old Facebook page. If you go over WTIC's Facebook page, say hello, put a question in there. That way Zuckerberg deems our broadcast worthy. Everything we've been talking about will be posted over to our Facebook page over at Tab Computer Systems. If you like our Facebook page, it'll get into your news feed. If you follow us on Twitter at Tab Computer Sys, it will get into your news feed. And Dennis is posting everything on our website at computertalkwithtab.com. So you don't have to think of the link. You can go over to that website. We're not going to advertise to you. We're not going to get anything for it. It's just the right link that we're talking about. We'll be right back.
Style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft.
All right. Yes, sir. We are here this Memorial Day weekend to help you out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. And Carolyn is spinning up the oldies there for us. And Let's get to your calls here. Let's go to, I guess the first one up would be Paul in South Windsor. See if I can get Paul on the line. Hey, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I have a question about video cards.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I have a Dell laptop. It's about 5 years old. When I go into display settings, it shows GPU 0, Intel HD graphics 620,
mm-hmm.
and a GPU 1, NVIDIA GeForce 940MX, which
nice.
Is a separate video card.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, when does the NVIDIA kick in? Does it ever... What's the relationship between the Intel and the NVIDIA cards?
That's a great question.
That's an excellent question. You would have to take a look at the manual for that laptop,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you why. Because each video output on the laptop is going to be mapped either to one GPU or the other.
Right.
So what I suspect is the case.
Yes.
Is that the Intel GPU is handling the internal screen.
Right, the built-in screen of the laptop.
And if you connect to an external monitor using HDMI port or whatever else the laptop has, that would be using the NVIDIA processor.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So if I never use an external to display, my NVIDIA is a waste of time?
Possibly.
Possibly, but not always.
Right. So to Dennis's point, if you read the manual, you could probably select how you want that video driven, that monitor.
Okay.
You know, you can probably choose the display where the NVIDIA drives which monitor you want to choose.
Well, the other issue is that if you're using like a CAD drawing program,
right,
the CAD drawing program will detect the presence of the NVIDIA processor.
Mm-hmm.
And it will offload some of its tasks to that, even if you are showing something on the screen that's powered by the Intel graphics adapter.
Okay. And what about like games and that kind of things?
Is that the same thing? Some games are going to have logic like that, but I would think that that's a little bit less common because that's kind of a sophisticated thing to include in a program.
Okay.
It's why CAD programs cost thousands of dollars and games are 50 each.
Oh, right.
So I have to
see if my laptop came with an instruction manual.
Well, you can go to Dell's website and get the manual.
That's true.
Dell and HP and Lenovo and some of the other manufacturers are very good about providing the user manuals and even the service manuals for all their products.
And this is the same for PCs. I mean, it's interesting, Paul, because we picked up customers who had CAD computers, but they were plugging the monitor into the internal card, not into the additional card that was put in. They weren't getting the benefits, you know.
Sure.
Some of the offloading might have happened, to Dennis's point, but if it's really not plugged into your monitors, they're really not going to take a whole lot of that.
Definitely. If you're doing CAD, you're going to want an external monitor, and you're going to want to use that the NVIDIA card.
Yep.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, I don't. Basically, don't do any of that kind of stuff. I was just curious because I never see, it never seems like the NVIDIA is doing anything when I look at the task manager. It just sits there.
Right.
0%. So I'm just curious about that.
You might also have an NVIDIA applet on the Dell that you could actually see. You might even use that to configure your display. It might have a little way to manipulate it. I've seen that as well.
Yeah. It does have a, there is an application on the desktop for NVIDIA. I never really explored it that much, but I can do that.
Yeah.
One second quick question.
All right.
I have an iPhone. I know you guys aren't iPhone experts. I have trouble getting accessing my emails. And I try to access emails and I get an error message that says cannot get mail. The connection to the server failed. Have you ever heard about something like that?
On a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Not being able to get email is pretty much half of the tickets we get, no matter where it's from. But this sounds like a simple problem. Does it fix itself, or do you have to do anything?
Eventually it fixes itself, but it's kind of annoying when you try. And on my Dell laptop, I never have any problem. I'm doing it under Windows.
I just want to be clear about the scenario here. You've got your iPhone. It's set up to get mail.
Yep.
It does get mail some of the time.
Right.
Right.
But then once in a while it says, "Oh, I can't find that server."
Right.
Right.
I would say that there's something wrong with how that iPhone is connecting to the internet.
Right.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, at certain times, it's just not able to reach the server.
Okay.
What that tells me is that the mail account is configured right, but there's a problem with the phone and how it transmits.
Sure.
So bad cell signal. Make sure you connect your phone to your internal Wi-Fi so it uses that primarily. You'll have a better connection.
I'm pretty sure that's the way it is. That just kind of popped in my head as a secondary question. Sure. All right. Well, thanks for your help, guys.
All right, Paul. Thank you.
Yep. Take care. Yep, bye-bye.
You too. All right. So he's going to check out his NVIDIA card. Let's head out to Windsor and see what's happening with Joseph. Hey, Joseph, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You mentioned HP. You got my blood boiling, so I figured I better call and go for my run and calm down.
But it is a funny, it's a great tune, though, to play before that.
Oh, really?
The Green Police. Did you hear that? Oh, I just love that tune.
Yes. Thank you.
They actually played it during a Super Bowl ad for Volkswagen. Believe it or not, Volkswagen, who also cheated on environmental stuff.
Right.
They were doing it
with their diesel engines a few years ago.
Their emissions.
All right. So I'm sorry your blood was boiling with HP. What do you got going on?
Okay. So, and by the way, I bought a HP Slim desktop, and to piggyback on what you said, with the ink and all of that. To go with the desktop, I figured it'd be easy to buy a HP printer.
Sure.
Well, that wasn't quite the case. It took me quite a while to set it up, but I did. And they do have that plus or whatever to the free ink, but it's a whole package, you know?
Free. Nothing's free.
Yeah, right. So I just declined it, and I'll hope for the best.
Yeah.
But anyways, to get back to this, I wanted to buy a Dell. It was a little out of my reach, the one I wanted. So this was on sale.
Yeah.
I bought it. As I said, slim desktop.
Yeah.
The setup wasn't bad. And I've had it for about a month now. I bought it last month.
All right.
And then about halfway through that, it started making a tick, 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 tick. It's irritating. And I'm wondering, you know, is it going to blow up or what, you know. And I will say I was actually able to find a number for their tech department.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a fan check. I could hear the fan going fast, and then I must have been the storage disk. That was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said the only thing left to do is they want to reinstall, I think it was the Windows. Okay.
You want to reinstall Windows because you're making a ticking noise?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
It didn't sound right to me.
A noise like that coming from a computer is always a hardware issue.
Right. The problem
always is
they're following an if then, and they get to a weird then, and they said, okay, I guess I have to reload the operating system. It didn't make any logical connection, but they're just following that chart all the way down.
Exactly. So you said it's a hardware issue?
Always.
Okay.
Well,
I have a thought. It could be a sticky key that's clicking on his keyboard. That just popped into my head because they used to do that.
Huh.
But it's still a hardware issue, but it's not the machine. It's the keyboard doing it. So sometimes what we've told people in the past is, and you're hearing that kind of stuff, you take your keyboard, pick it up about 3 inches and drop it, and you'll unstick the key that's sticking, causing that tick, tick, tick sound.
Interesting.
That's just a thought. It could be
you're right. That's a good point.
I thought fan when you were first talking, but you already covered that. Like the fan is rubbing against something as it's spinning because it's extra thin, and I can just see a wire like drooping down and it's ticking it.
Sure, that can happen.
Okay.
But what do you think, Dennis?
Well, it could be
Couldn't it be something silly as a keyboard?
And it could be like you said, a wire inside the fan that's
rubbing,
dropping, and it's getting whacked.
Mm-hmm.
But how long ago did you buy the computer?
Last month.
You bring it back.
Yeah, I would honestly take it back and get it replaced.
Mm.
Well,
I wouldn't even be interested in trying to repair it if it's only a month old.
Yeah. And there is the problem. Part of it, I wish I had bought it like in a local electronic store or something, because I bought it direct from them. It was on sale, right?
You can still return it.
You can still return it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
if you want to.
Yeah, I want it. It doesn't seem to, it's a month old. Why should it be making any noise?
It shouldn't. No, it shouldn't.
And part of the problem with that is that because I bought it with them, I don't really have any kind of receipt that they did send me an email, but get this, right? Mm-hmm. So when the tech department wanted to, reinstall the software. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, the pollen's getting to me this morning. Mm-hmm. They wanted to reinstall the software. They said it's going to cost me between $35 and $45.
Wow.
And I said, what do you mean? I just bought it. It's got a one-year warranty on it.
Right.
They said, well, we can't find any record of you buying it from them. Isn't that stupid?
It is.
If you have to, go to your credit card and get the transaction from that side.
Yeah.
And then force them to admit that they sold it to you.
Okay.
I mean, you can do that.
The email should be enough, too.
Yeah. Okay.
That's weird. Oh, they're also just trying to make some money. These companies, I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, jeez, yes. But it gets better. They finally, after I spent an hour on the phone trying to have them find my proof of my buying the damn thing.
IT company spending an hour to find out if that they could prove you bought the computer from them. That's just amazing. But go ahead.
Isn't it?
Yep.
So then finally,
that's where we are in the planet. We can't do things anymore.
Yeah. They couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
So they said, well, you can go to sales and they'll take care of it.
Nice.
Well, sales did find it.
Of course.
So I asked them to send it to tech. They says there's no way they can't do it. They're in another building or something.
Probably
another
country.
I said, email it to them. Oh, we can't do that. And even with the, I wanted to email what I had to the tech people. And they said, oh, no, we can't do it. You know?
My goodness.
Yeah.
Joseph, I'm sorry you're dealing with there, but if it's ticking and you should get it returned, we would recommend you do that.
Yeah,
okay. Especially if you don't have any data in there to worry about.
You may end up having to call their customer service line to do it, not tech support.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, gentlemen, I appreciate your help. I'm going to go take my keyboard and smash it against the wall.
No. Just drop it. It's a couple inches.
I'm kidding. Thanks a lot, guys.
You got
appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye.
That reminds me of the time I was trying to get Microsoft tech support to look at one of their own websites on Microsoft.com.
Oh, yeah. You're always cranky about this.
They denied that they could look at that.
Their own website. Mm-hmm. We're going to step out for a quick break. This is Computer Talk. Mark, hang on. Couple lines open for you. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Going to be here till 11 o'clock. I hope you're having a great start to your Memorial Day weekend. And just obviously remember why we're having that Memorial Day weekend. And hopefully we're worthy of their sacrifice. Just keep that in mind every day, not just Monday.
True.
So let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Mark in Yorktown Heights, New York. Hey, Mark.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Maybe you can help me with this crazy printer I have. I have a Hewlett-Packard laser printer, and it keeps going offline every couple of days. Now, I got a situation here that's strange because I got two Wi-Fi type devices. I've got the one that the cable company gave me along with the modem. It's built in. So I got that broadcasting. Then I got my own, which I've had for years, which is an older Netgear Nighthawk, which works very well. So that's also broadcasting. So I got a possibility of four different connections, and I can't figure out how to get find out which one this printer of mine is on.
Correct. This is a common issue. Mm-hmm. In Wi-Fi. So two disparate networks does not mean your PC is able. If your PC is on your broadcasting network and the printer's on the other one, It's got a whole different...
How could I determine that? Because I look at it, and I can't find anything that tells me when I go into the printer section of my Win 10, it doesn't tell me which network it's on.
Well, if so...
Well, Windows won't know. All Windows will know is what the IP address is of the printer or how to address it.
But it'll know what... The printer computer will know what network it's on. It'll tell you which SSID you're connected to.
Well, right? Windows knows what SSID it's on.
Correct.
But it doesn't know what SSID the printer is on.
Correct. So you have to go to the printer settings and print out... And go to the actual little screen on the printer and print out the setup or the configuration. Yeah. It'll have a network configuration. It'll say, here's what I am. And it could be that it's now getting an IP address from the cable company, and the IP address it's getting is a 192.168.3.45 address. But your Nighthawk is sending out 192.168.0 dot addresses. And if you're on two different networks, you're going to have problems. It's okay when you're on them for internet surfing because the internet can take care of that routing back. But a printer needs to know, the computer needs to know where the printer is, and the printer needs to know where you are, and you have to both be on the same network.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Because I was getting confused. It's okay when I go on the internet. I have no problem.
Exactly. Because the internet doesn't care. It says, okay, Google's going to say, Mark's sending out a request from 192.168.3.45, and I'll send it back to 3.45 because that's where I see him. But if your printer is on the other network, it doesn't. So the other piece of this, Mark, is you need to tell your Nighthawk, number one, to reserve IP addresses for things like printers. So you're going to want to set a static IP address for your printer that's within the network IP address scheme of the Nighthawk, right? So you have to go to the DHCP server within your Nighthawk firewall.
Okay.
I know I'm making your hair hurt here a little bit, but you want to go in there and you want to set a reservation where you're giving out IP addresses. Your DHCP server is handing out IP addresses above, let's say, 25. So if your scheme is a 192.168.1 dot scheme, right, you're going to say give out IP addresses above 0.25 or 1.25, okay? And then you're going to reserve on your printer, you're going to give it an IP address below the 25, right? Give it a 10, 192.168.1.10.
Well, how do I get into the printer? That's what I'm having my problem. I can't get into the printer to give me that information. How do I set that up?
You got to go to the manual there, Mark. You got to RTFM, read the flipping manual, as we would say in the IT world.
Yeah, you would have to physically manage that.
You're the one that didn't come with it. Yeah,
exactly. Well, yes. So we're going to go to a break here, Mark. But what's the make and model? We know the make. What's the model of the printer?
The model printer is LaserJet P1100. 1109W.
All right, sir. We're going to find that manual. Yeah, we're going to find that manual for you, Mark. And we're going to come back and tell you how to do it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yep, hang on. We're going to put Mark back on hold. And we got at least four lines open for you guys on this lovely Memorial Day weekend. Feel free to join us, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Everything we've talked about already has been posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. And if you follow us at Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, it'll get right into your news feed. We'll be right back.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.